It's Thursday, July 11th, 2013, and this is Midday Oklahoma. Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning, and we're so happy to have you on board with us today. Ron Hayes stepping in with us now. And Ron, to say that today's a big day in agriculture probably would be a vast understatement, wouldn't it?
Oh, gosh, Dave. There's so much going on. We've got, of course, weather to talk about with Gary McManus. We've got USDA supply-demand numbers. Justin's going to help us out from KISS in just a few moments. Farm bill debate's still going. There's a lot of wrangling there on the floor of the U.S. House. We'll look at a couple of the big-picture items of that farm bill debate with Congressman Lucas here a little bit at the bottom of the hour, to be exact.
All right, very good. Things are going to kick off, though, with me, and I'll have a news update when Midday Oklahoma continues right after this.
Shopping tractors? There's only one place to get more power per dollar, PMK Equipment. For a limited time, bring home a John Deere 5045D utility tractor for just $12,499. That's at least 45 horsepower of job-tackling, do-it-all machine for one incredibly low price. That's how we run. In Oklahoma, John Deere starts with PMK. Visit pkequipment.com to find a store near you. Offering 731-13, the restrictions apply. See PMK Equipment for details. Manufacturer's estimated power ISO per 9768EC.
Larry Stewart here for Ready Dump Trailers. That is REDEDUMP. Ready Dump. We make our trailers in Cushing, Oklahoma, and we build them tough. Ready Dump is the only non-hydraulic dump trailer on the market. For a dump trailer that you can depend on, that you can tow with just about anything, it's REDEDUMP. Check us out at REDEDUMP.com. ReadyDump.com.
Call Ready Dump today for your new trailer. 918-225-0044.
It's 7 past the hour as Midday Oklahoma continues here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning with a news update. Well, the farm-only farm bill is on the floor of the House today. Farm Director Ron Hayes is following that story very closely, and we'll have a complete report coming up a little bit later in the show. Meanwhile, top House Ag Democrat Colin Peterson, who voted for last month's failed House farm bill, has stated opposition to a farm-only farm bill and predicted none in his party would vote for it. American Soybean Association President Danny Murphy pointed to the food stamp issue.
Nutrition and agriculture has been a great coalition over the last 40 years now, and it's been a way to bring both groups together and kind of unite rural and urban congressmen.
But even if the House GOP does get enough votes in its caucus to pass the bill, would reluctant Senate Democratic leaders agree to conference their comprehensive bill with a farm-only House bill?
There'd probably have to be some things figured out, but if you could conference with the Senate, then I certainly wouldn't expect the Senate to want to split the bill apart. I think you'd have something that looked very similar to the Senate bill come back out of conference.
More than 530 ag, conservation, nutrition, and other groups argued in a joint letter to the Speaker of the House that separate farm and nutrition bills might not pass. Another problem the House GOP wants to end, antiquated 1940s permanent farm law, removing a key incentive for getting farm bills done or extended. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack has announced funding for two key export programs. Gary Crawford reports.
Exports account for anywhere from 26% to 30% of net and total farm cash receipts.
And Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack told the U.S. Ag Export Development Council Wednesday that USDA has made its funding allocations now for two of its export promotion programs. For the Market Access Program, 70 organizations will get $172.7 million.
That's an amazing number, but it's more impressive when you consider what happens with that money. When we talk about generic marketing and the promotion of commodities and the American brand generally, that money is matched to the tune of 171%. And then there's a dollar-for-dollar match for the monies that are used for our branded products.
Vilsack also said the USDA's Foreign Market Development Program will get $25.4 million.
That's going to go to 26 trade organizations, and that generates a cost share of about 183%. So it has a tremendous rippling effect.
And Vilsack said thanks to efforts of companies, trade organizations, and others, U.S. ag exports this fiscal year could hit a new record. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
In response to the lawsuit filed by the U.S. and Canadian groups to prevent implementation of the country of origin labeling rule, National Farmers Union President Roger Johnson says organizations representing or heavily influenced by meat packers have dragged their feet time and time again when it comes to COOL. He says they prevented COOL's implementation after the 2002 Farm Bill, tried to block it following the 2008 Farm Bill, and are now suing to stop revised rules from taking effect. When we come back, Justin Lewis will join us. We'll talk about the markets and those two reports from USDA. That's when Midday Oklahoma continues right after this.
I believe in the future of agriculture.
In today's FFA, members are encouraged to believe and to dream and to compete. And former FFA member Monica Wilkie learned those life lessons well, rising in a competitive world to her current role as Executive Director of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
I learned so much about competing, and through competition, I learned a lot about myself.
Do you want to grow like that?
I always needed to be making myself better, looking for opportunities to kind of enhance my skill set, I guess you could say, but also perseverance, and that I needed to, you know, continue towards a goal.
I want to grow like that.
Had I not had the opportunities in FFA, whether it was in the livestock arena or the speech arena, I would absolutely not be sitting here today in this leadership position.
These words about Oklahoma FFA, a service of Sand Ridge Energy, the power of us.
FFA, grow like that.
My name is Deborah Taylor, registered dietitian and school nutrition specialist. My job is feeding 4,000 students at Shawnee Public Schools in Shawnee, Oklahoma. Like white milk, low-fat or fat-free flavored milk provides 9 essential nutrients and provides 3 of the 4 nutrients the guidelines say both adults and children need to consume more of: vitamin D, calcium, and potassium. That makes it a great choice at school or at home, whether it's flavored or lactose-free milk, Greek yogurt or traditional yogurt, or one of the many reduced fat cheese options available. Dairy is a tasty and affordable supply of essential nutrients that can be hard to get from other foods. This message was brought to you by your local Dairy Farm families and Dairy Max. Visit us at dairymax.org and learn more about My Plate.
12 past the hour, Midday Oklahoma continues now. I'm Dave Lanning, and joined now by Justin Lewis from KIS Futures. And Justin, we've had a couple big reports out from the USDA here this morning. Why don't you kind of recap those a little bit for us and tell us how those are impacting the markets here today?
Well, we had some sparks flying here over the last few minutes here after the USDA report. Really, the few big things we're looking at here are the ending stocks from the 2012-2013 corn and soybean crops. They're showing corn to come in at 729 million bushels. The average guess was 725, and then last month they said 769. So we've had quite a drop-off from last month for corn. Soybeans came in tight as expected, 125 million bushels. That was just a little bit larger than the 121 average guessed for the ending stocks for last year's crop. The 2013-2014 ending stocks for wheat, corn, and beans was also released. They're showing wheat at an extremely tight 576 million bushels. The average guess was 632, so we're about 50 or so million bushels less than that. Last month they said 659. That's some really big export numbers there, and a little bit lower production numbers really squeezed that number in. Corn came in larger than expected at 1.959 billion bushels. Average guess was 1.896, so we're quite a bit bigger there. Soybeans were also bigger. We came in at 295 million bushels. The average guess was 263, so we're about 32 million bushels higher than that, and almost 2.5 times larger than the 2012-2013 ending stocks for beans. So high prices here are carrying high prices. Ending stocks there are improving. If you look at the all wheat production, which was another big number, and what we focused on here in Oklahoma, Texas, and Kansas, all wheat came in at 2.113. The average guess was 2.07 billion bushels, so a little bit larger there, but lower than we were last year. Last year we were at 2.269, so a little bit bullish if you look compared to last year, a little bit bearish if you compare it to the average guess. We also had some export announcements this morning besides the crop report. We showed 120,000 of corn sold to China and 120,000 of metric tons of beans sold to an unknown destination. And then to add on top of that, we had a little bit bullish corn export number this morning on the report. Is 1.05 million metric tons. They're looking for 300 to 600. We came in extremely bullish at 1.473, looking for 600 to 1,000.
All right, Justin, we certainly thank you for that report. Definitely do. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, I'll have an update on the futures. Also, we've got ag weather still to come. That and more when Midday Oklahoma continues here on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Not many foods are fun to watch cook. But then again, not many foods are lean beef. Every smoke and pop is a feast for the eyes. And every sizzle, well, it takes your taste buds for a little bit of a ride. That's why we gather around the grill, and why our appetite awakens at the first sight of grill marks. It's a celebration of the oldest recipe there is. Beef, fire, and someone to cook for. So grab summer by the grill and look forward to your next great barbecue. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com for great beef cooking tips, how-to online videos, and easy, convenient, and delicious recipes. Beef lovers will rejoice at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council, proudly representing Oklahoma's farming and ranching families through their beef checkoff dollar. Remember, above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Coming up on 15 minutes past the hour, I'm Dave Lanning here on Midday Oklahoma. Hope you're having a great day so far. We've got a complete update on the markets coming up when we come back right after this.
Go Bob Pipe builds a great selection of hay trailers. Simply the best hay trailers on the market. Heavy duty and built to last. Bob Studebaker of Go Bob tells us their secret.
We have bought every competitor's trailer out there.
They've weighed them and analyzed them, and Red Rhino is the champ.
Our 32-foot Red Rhino is 480 pounds heavier than the closest competitor's 32-footer. Well, what is that? That's steel. You know, all the walls are thicker. Where a lot of people use round, we'll use square or rectangle. Why is that? Because a square shape is stronger structurally than a round shape.
The folks at GoBob know steel, and they know how to turn it into great products for your ranch, like their steel corral and fence materials, livestock equipment, and don't forget their smoking hot deals. Go onto their website, GoBobPipe.com, and design your whole operation, GoBobPipe.com. Or call them 1-877-851-2365.
Taking a look at livestock futures, August live cattle down 2, 122.05. October's unchanged, 126.37. December down 7, 128.37. August feeder cattle up 52 at 151.07. September's up 25 at 153.37. October up 32 at 155.12. July hogs up 32 at 102.25. August down 20 at 95.50. Over on the grains today, Kansas City wheat, July's up 15 and 3 quarters at 727 and 3 quarters. New crop December's up 4 and a quarter at 732. Chicago wheat, July's up 10 cents at 682. New crop December's up 7 and a quarter at $7 even. July corn up 14 and a quarter cents at 724. New crop December's down a penny at 520 and a half. July soybeans down 4, 1587 and 3 quarters. The November contract is down 1 and 3 quarters. Now down 2 cents at to 1282 and three quarters. And on the cotton, October cotton down 192, 85.34. And that's an update on your futures markets. Ron Hayes steps in now with a look at the ag weather forecast.
Alrighty, Dave. Midday Oklahoma continuing with a look at our agricultural weather. Thank you for joining us today, my friends. We appreciate it a great deal. Our friend Gary McManus is going to be with us again today as we talk a little bit about lake levels here in central western Oklahoma. Not pretty, very pretty, especially on some of these lakes like Canton as well as down at Lake Altus Lugert. We'll get into that momentarily. At the same time, maybe a little bit of encouragement towards some slightly cooler conditions, a little bit lower humidity early mornings. It looks like into the weekend, and something that our buddy Alan Crone, meteorologist over at Tulsa at News on 6, is calling a crazy Ivan that might give us some cooler temperatures next week. We'll get into all of that for you right after this.
Why pay every month for a temporary storage facility when you can own a Mueller building? Choose a DIY series building by Mueller and get easy to assemble, affordable, and permanent storage right in your own backyard. With a variety of sizes available and over 30 colors to choose from, our do-it-yourself building kits complement any home or landscape. And if your equipment requires even more storage space, Mueller's standard series buildings are ready to go to work for you. We call them the standard because they have set new benchmarks for quality and flexibility, and their 100% bolt-together design makes them easy to assemble. With competitive financing options, Mueller can be your permanent storage solution. Visit us online at MuellerInc.com to get your free customized building estimate. Then click on our color selector tool to make choosing the perfect combination of colors an easy decision. To find out more about Mueller Steel Buildings and Metal Roofing, call 877-2-MUELLER to speak with a representative at one of our Oklahoma locations nearest you.
One set of maps and charts that our buddy Gary McManus looks at on a regular basis, I know, are lake levels across the state. Eastern Oklahoma continues to look very, very good in that regard, Gary. But as we get to central and western Oklahoma, not so good. And obviously we're getting into the time of year where they do start generally trending lower as far as those levels are concerned. So tell us what you've seen here in recent days.
Oh, yeah. You know, Lake Altus Lugert, Tom Steed, Canton particularly, I looked at the elevations yesterday, and they're just slowly but steadily dropping, and that's what you normally see in the summertime with just the evaporation due to the sun and the wind and the heat. You can lose 5 to 6 to 7 feet of those lakes if you don't get rainfall, and so those lakes don't have that to lose this year, unfortunately. We're going to have something drastic happen, or some really bad conditions are going to set up for places like Altus, places like Canton, you know, Foss Reservoir. All those out there in western Oklahoma tend to be in pretty bad shape.
I guess, as we look into the rest of July and into August, this is a traditional time that we do get just these day after day of really hot, dry conditions, right?
Yeah, and there's nothing abnormal here. This is summer in Oklahoma. Now, it is kicked up a little bit on steroids out there in western Oklahoma, where there's a less soil moisture to have, you know, evaporate as the sun's rays hit the ground. So they'll be a little bit hotter than what we are over here. Now, while there's moisture in the ground, we'll be getting high heat indices. So it's a trade-off. You can either have the blast furnace over in western Oklahoma, or you can have the moist heat over here in the eastern two-thirds. But all in all, it just adds up to summer in Oklahoma.
Thank you, Gary. Gary McManus with the Oklahoma Climatological Survey. Weather-wise, we've got a few changes coming up. It looks like we've got a mid-level ridge of high pressure right now centered to the northwest of Oklahoma. It's going to be sliding north and eastward, reestablishing the center across southern Iowa and northern Missouri by Sunday into early next week. The slightly drier air that may come in across the Missouri Valley into northern Oklahoma will probably allow morning lows to drop into the lower 70s Saturday morning, maybe even the upper 60s by Sunday morning and early Monday morning, and does look like maybe a little bit on the lower humidity side of things as well. At this point, as we take a look at temperatures over the next several days, right at 100 degrees in the Kingfisher Enid areas this afternoon, daytime highs about a century mark again, 75 overnight low tonight. Back to 100, it looks like, on Friday, but then only 97 being predicted right now for Saturday, 96 degrees perhaps on Sunday, and back down 69, 70 degrees Saturday night, early Sunday morning, early Monday morning about 70 degrees as well, and 92 degrees right now being predicted as the daytime high on Monday. That is a look at our agricultural weather. Stick around. More to come today on Midday Oklahoma.
BigIron.com is the place to buy and sell equipment. Like a traditional farm or estate auction, all items will sell and there are no reserve prices. Here are some items selling soon, very soon, on BigIron.com. Bid on a 2000 Komatsu excavator, a John Deere 2006 excavator, or a John Deere 644 wheel loader. You'll even find a 2007 New Holland C185 skid steer. Just head to BigIron.com to see all of these items I'm telling you about. And unlike other auction sites, you don't have to log in to start viewing equipment. There's a Case IH 8010 Rotary Combine, as well as a Case IH 120 Pro Tractor. Or a bid on an 1194 Avalanche Grain Cart. Auctions end every Wednesday, so head to BigIron.com today before these items are gone. Bid from anywhere, home, work, or on your cell phone. Jump online now and experience the power of BigIron.com.
You know, neighbors, they used to call it weekend in the Rockies. It's so big now. It's week in the Rockies, 25, Monday, July 8th through Friday, July 12th. Superior Livestock Auctions got a dandy of a sale lined up, live on satellite and live on the Internet. 204,000 head. Direct from Steamboat Springs, Colorado. It'll be on Dish Network Channel 231, Direct TV Channel 345, or SuperiorClickToBid.com will be the live auction site. Now, you got to go to the website to check out all the cattle that they've got available, 204,000 cattle. Where if you go to SuperiorLivestock.com, you'll see the full lineup of cattle that will be sold each day, Monday through Friday of next week. You can call them 800-422-2117 with specific questions. They'll be glad to talk to you about Week in the Rockies 25, July 8th through the 12th, Superior Livestock. We bring the market to you.
It is 12:25 as Midday Oklahoma continues here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Hope your Thursday is going great. I'm Dave Lanning. We've got a whole lot to come here still this half hour. Ron Hayes will be here with his beef industry news and the beef buzz. He's also got his soapbox a little bit later on. But first, we're going to get the latest on the ag calendar. And Ron stepping in with a very special report on just exactly what's happening at Capitol Hill with today's presentation of the Farm Bill measure. All that's still to come, but first, here's Ron with the Ag Calendar.
Midday Oklahoma continues. Hi, everybody. Ron Hayes with you again. Jim Apel taking a few days off. We've got the calendar covered for him here for the next couple of days as we talk today about the 61st Annual Convention of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Going to be happening 25th, 26th, 27th of July in Midwest City, Oklahoma. Going to talk about the program, the theme, by the way, this year, the program for the 2013 convention, Embracing Technology, Enhancing Production, Evolving Policy. OCA's annual meeting, we'll talk about it in just a moment.
It's the top experimental wheat variety in the Great Plains with a duster legacy. It's Gallagher, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. In wheat trials run from South Dakota to Texas, Gallagher was number one and outperformed all other competitors by a wide margin. Gallagher delivers the large kernels that millers seek, and it offers superb disease protection. Get the nation's top experimental hard winter wheat variety. Choose Gallagher. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Happy birthday, America. Hi, I'm Al Soker with Old Surety Life Insurance. In April, we celebrated our 81st birthday. And for 81 years, Old Surety has been helping Oklahomans with their insurance needs. Old Surety specializes in Medicare supplement, and we know it can be confusing at times. Give Old Surety a call today and ask how you can save money on your Medicare supplement insurance or other insurance needs. When you call Old Surety, a real person answers the phone. No buttons to push. Keep America in your prayers, Christ in your thoughts, and keep believing in God's promise. When it comes to Medicare, Old Surety cares about you.
As in recent years, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association making a return to the Reed Center in Midwest City right there on Interstate 40 for their annual meeting. This year, the dates are the 25th, the 26th, and the 27th of July, kicking off with some fun on Thursday with the golf scramble and then into committee meetings that afternoon. Resolutions committee, they'll have a look at beef production, beef business, all a part of the activities of that afternoon. Opening trade show reception on Thursday evening, and then the real program gets underway on Friday morning. The joint meeting of the opening session of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, Oklahoma Cattlewomen, and the Oklahoma Junior Cattlemen Association. That opening general session kicks off 9 a.m. on Friday, July 26. A keynote speaker this year, Forrest Roberts, the Chief Executive Officer of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Forrest will be on hand to help get the program underway in a right way. On Friday afternoon, it'll be the Oklahoma State University, Oklahoma Cattlemen Association, Cattlemen's College. A couple of sessions on Friday afternoon, and then the final session on Saturday morning. On Friday afternoon, some of the things we'll be talking about. What can you afford to pay for replacement cows? Rodney Jones is going to be talking about that. They'll be talking about beef quality assurance outcomes. They'll be talking about technology's impact on the beef industry and also on the beef industry's carbon footprint. Dr. Sarah Place, one of the newer members of the OSU Animal Science team, will be addressing that particular issue. Banquet on Friday night, and then on Saturday morning, the program will include the business session for the OCA, and then wrapping things up, a cattle market outlook with Dr. Darrell Peel of OSU. OCA's annual meeting, 25th, 26th, 27th of July in Midwest City.
Hello, Oklahoma. Mark Jewell with Chris Nickel Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram. It's a simple idea. Seed time and then comes harvest. All I can do right now is plant the Chris Nickel commercial truck seed so that when it's time for you to replace your truck, you'll remember to come check us out. At Chris Nickel Commercial Truck, we don't care if you're buying one or 100 trucks. We'll help you through the process without the games. The seed's been planted. Chris Nickel Commercial Truck. Call me, Mark Jewell, at 888-274-5667, or just come see us.
If you're a wheat producer, you've never grown canola before, you've been thinking, maybe I should be checking this stuff out. Maybe you've grown it maybe once or twice. Maybe you're a veteran canola producer. You need to be marking on your calendar 17th and 18th of July for the 9th Annual Oklahoma Kansas Winter Canola Conference. The 17th of July, they'll be in Enid. 18th of July, program will be repeated down in Altus. You can think of this conference as one-stop shopping when it comes to winter canola information. According to Rick Nelson, Garfield County Ag Agent, he says you can get the latest science-proven information about what it takes to raise the most successful canola crop possible relative to local conditions. That is our agricultural calendar. And, oh, by the way, we would love to hear from you as far as if you've got a calendar item that we need to include on our agricultural calendar right here on the radio or on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Just drop a note to me, Ron, at OklahomaFarmReport.com. Midday Oklahoma continues. Dave Lanning standing by.
And it is 12:30 here on Midday Oklahoma. I'm Dave Lanning. Ron Hay steps in now with a very special report. Here's the latest with the Farm Bill.
Midday Oklahoma continues. I'm Ron Hayes, and the 2013 Farm Bill debate continues on the floor of the U.S. House of Representatives. This is a modified bill. It's a farm-only farm bill is one of the monikers that's been hung on it, a measure that does not have a nutrition title attached to it. It also changes what permanent law is, a couple of really fundamental changes in how we do farm policy in this country. Want to talk about that. We'll hear from Congressman Frank Lucas as he's defended these ideas before the House Rules Committee. Back with Chairman Lucas, first of all, on the permanent law part of the deal in just a moment. Say, wheat producers, you know the best way to predict a strong harvest is to get your crop off to a fast start. Nothing does that better than Jumpstart LCO. Jumpstart LCO combines two proven technologies. First of all, it includes a naturally occurring phosphate solubilizer. Its job is to make fertilizer and soil-bound phosphate more available to your wheat. The second technology is LCO promoter technology, which enhances root and shoot development regardless of environmental conditions. Brought together in Jumpstart LCO, they promote better plant health and vigor for improved stand establishment. Right from the start, you're on the fast track to higher yield in your winter wheat. Ask your ag retailer or seed dealer for more information about the proven science of Jumpstart LCO. Or learn more at bioag.novozymes.com. bioag.novozymes.com. There's potentially two landmark changes in how we do farm policy in this country, depending on how the House votes on the 2013 revised farm bill, the farm-only farm bill that right now the House continues to work on. Chairman of the House Ag Committee, Frank Lucas of Oklahoma, wanting to change permanent law. Currently, it's the 1949 farm law that we revert back to if we don't have a new farm bill done every 5 years. He'd like to change the permanent law from the 49 Act to a more recent, more contemporary piece of legislation. Telling the Rules Committee,
the farm bill is unique in many ways in that since 1949, farm bills have been temporary documents that have temporarily replaced the 1949 law. In 1949, of course, President Truman was the president. The program was based on allotments and quotas and parity and production history, things that are just untenable in the modern world. It was the view of myself in making this suggestion and request to the Rules Committee that we need to modernize law and that whatever version of the Farm Bill we ultimately come together with, ultimately, and it will be a bipartisan affair or it will never get to the president's desk, that it reflect how the world has moved since Harry Truman was president. If we're crafting Farm Bill for this century, then that should be the base law. And that was my request. The one issue that I requested was that if we're going to do this, let's step into the modern age with our policy.
I appreciate that, but we don't need to do this in order to be able to modernize, you know, our farm laws. I mean, I guess I'm trying to understand whether this is, you know, is this supposed to be like pressure to get people to act and to make sure we pass farm bills on a timely basis? Is that what this is supposed to be?
Would the gentleman yield? Yeah. Actually, this is more a good faith statement to members that this really is a progressive forward-moving bill, that we don't need to hold the specter of the price of wheat in 1913 over Congress's head when farm bill policy temporarily expires. This is as clear a statement of we are moving to the modern age as can possibly be made philosophically. Yeah.
Chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Frank Lucas, with his arguments about making a shift in permanent law from the 1949 law of the post-World War II era in the Harry Truman presidency to 2013. Now, the other major shift is the attempt to pull the nutrition title out of the bill. Go it alone with farm programs, commodity programs, conservation programs trying to stand on their own without help from urban members of Congress interested only in the nutrition programs. Chairman Lucas dialogued with Louise Slaughter, the Rules Committee, about the removal of the nutrition title from this particular bill, trying to get it across the finish line through the House so it can go on to a conference with the U.S. Senate.
I need to ask you, what happens if you're not able to rescue the nutrition? What's Part B going to be here? We surely are not going to let people starve.
Gentlelady, Lady Yield, I would say to the ranking member, I see potentially two options here. If we are only able to pass the farm bill portion of the farm bill, the Senate still has a Title IV in their document. That would provide an opportunity, if they chose to present it to conference. But remember, as I understand it, it would be their language. They would have to offer that language. So it would be subject to the consideration of the committee. I would also note that, as my understanding of the way the programs are structured, SNAP's appropriated entitlement status means that SNAP would be funded even though the program's authorization potentially would expire at the end of the year, in the worst-case scenario. And this occurred last year when the Farm Bill was not reauthorized, but SNAP benefits were fully funded through the CR passed by the House. Not a single family did without. I, in good faith, believe in the way the SNAP program is put together, those needs will be met. There may be even some who argue that by not having a bill, there will be no reforms. And from their perspective, that might be the ultimate goal. I can't answer that. I just pledge to you the committee will do everything within its power, working with some of the members who sit here today, to craft a SNAP bill and to bring it as promptly and as expeditiously to the floor as the body will allow us.
So if you're going to take the Senate portion of SNAP, which would not include the further $20 billion in cuts made by the House, is that correct?
If the gentlelady would yield. Actually, the circumstances, I understand it, would be the Senate would have to offer. So the question becomes, would the Senate view no SNAP change as the best policy and therefore not offer? I cannot predict what the United States Senate will do in the conference.
I bet you they offer it. But now let's say that it passes your conference and you bring it back here and it fails because that's in there. Do you have any contingency plan for that? For the people who don't want to have the nutrition part of the bill.
If the ranking lady would yield, I would simply say from this vantage point at this time, I really can predict no farther than whatever the actions of this committee is and the time I would be allowed on the floor. When it comes to the United States Senate, I think there are a number of, with the process after the floor, I think there are a number of options, all of which potentially meet the needs of SNAP recipients. I'm confident of that. But just as I cannot predict everything being perfect, nor can I predict the worst scenario either.
But they would be, the 20 billion cuts would be removed. Only the Senate put it in their bill, so we have to take the Senate.
If the gentlelady would yield, the Senate only cuts $4.5 billion.
Mm-hmm.
And if the Senate didn't proffer an offer, I guess we wouldn't cut any, would we?
Well, what I'm more afraid of is that there won't be any. That's my concern.
I can only speculate, having been a member of the body for a year or two and participated on the committee for that long, I would suspect that the appropriators, based on their past history, the appropriators perhaps in both bodies, would be very focused on making sure that the SNAP issues were addressed.
Chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Oklahoma Congressman Frank Lucas. More to come today here on Midday Oklahoma. I'm Ron Hayes.
Why pay every month for a temporary storage facility when you can own a Mueller building? Choose a DIY series building by Mueller and get easy to assemble, affordable, and permanent storage right in your own backyard. With a variety of sizes available and over 30 colors to choose from, our do-it-yourself building kits complement any home or landscape. And if your equipment requires even more storage space, Mueller's Standard Series buildings are ready to go to work for you. We call them the Standard because they have set new benchmarks for quality and flexibility, and their 100% bolt-together design makes them easy to assemble. With competitive financing options, Mueller can be your permanent storage solution. Visit us online at MuellerInc.com to get your free customized building estimate. Then click on our Color Selector tool to make choosing the perfect combination of colors an easy decision. To find out more about Mueller Steel Buildings and Metal Roofing, call 877-2-MUELLER to speak with a representative at one of our Oklahoma locations nearest you.
It's the top experimental wheat variety in the Great Plains with a duster legacy. It's Gallagher, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. In wheat trials run from South Dakota to Texas, Gallagher was number one and outperformed all other competitors by a wide margin. Gallagher delivers the large kernels that millers seek, and it offers superb disease protection. Get the nation's top experimental hard winter wheat variety. Choose Gallagher. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
The concrete jungle, home to the burger devotee, adept at discovering deliciousness. The aroma of thick-cut applewood smoked bacon. The spicy, cool kick of habanero ranch sauce.
Woo!
Things that send a burger devotee's senses soaring. And McDonald's, hungry for their dedication, has just the thing to attract them. Three new quarter-pounder burgers, bacon habanero ranch, deluxe, and bacon and cheese. Only true devotees can spot burgers this good. And they're another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
Howdy, neighbors. Good afternoon, everybody. Ron Hayes here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Mighty glad to be along with you today on this Thursday. Mostly up day today, responding to the supply-demand numbers from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Looks like wheat futures and both Chicago and Kansas City hard wheat futures are up anywhere from about 4 to 5 cents on the new crop contracts into the fall months. The old crop, the soon-to-expire July contracts, up even more than that. Meanwhile, we're up 3-4 cents on new crop corn, 18 cents higher on the old crop corn right now, down on new crop soybeans, but up on new crop soybeans, down our cotton futures day by a penny and a half on the new crop. As far as everything goes, we'll start with the livestock trade in just a moment.
In Oklahoma, there are those who drive pickups and those who understand that it's good to know someone who does. It's not some sort of status thing. We just all work hard at what we do and come together when we need to. Now that's what you call a good policy. AFR Insurance, protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
In feedlot country, still nothing doing this week in our Southern Plains feed yards. We are looking, of course, last week at $1.19. That was a dollar cheaper than the week before. Wholesale box beef trade holding the low $1.95 range, it seems like. $1.93.11 as of midday today, up 4 cents. We're down 92 cents on the select beef. $1.85.13. That makes it a $7.98 choice select spread now with 121 loads of cuts, trimmings, and grinds. OKC West El Reno shut down on May 31st with that EF5 tornado that tore through Canadian County. They now plan to reopen for business on Wednesday, July 24th. They'll be selling feeder cattle and calves beginning at 8 a.m. that particular day. A couple of weeks down the road, Wednesday, July 24th is when they plan to get going once again. 1,690 head yesterday at the Southern Oklahoma Livestock Market in Ada compared to 2 weeks ago. No recent test for comparison, but all classes moderate to sharply higher. Good demand for all classes. 3 to 4 weight baby calf, $1.82 to $2 a pound. 4 to 5 weights, $1.50 to $1.76. 5 to 600 pounders, $1.49 to $1.58. 6 to 7 weights, $1.35 to $1.50. And some 7 to 8 weights, anywhere from $1.35 to $1.45.50 yesterday at the Southern Plains or Southern Oklahoma Livestock Market out of Ada. 3,044 head yesterday at Dodge City, Kansas, compared to the last sale of June 26. The feeder steers $6 to $9 higher, heifers $8 to $10 higher, calf trade called steady to firm. Had some 5 to 6 weight cattle ranging from $1.41 to $1.45.50, 7 to 8 weights $1.38 to $1.44 and a quarter. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, August live cattle futures are unchanged today, 122.07. October, off a nickel at 126.32. August feeder cattle, up 32 cents at 150.87. September feeder cattle, up a nickel at 153.17. Our grain or oilseed or cotton futures and the energy complex, up next.
Wheat farmers, are you seeking the big play in your wheat production this year? Then choose Billings, another outstanding wheat variety developed by OSU researchers. Billings offers high yield potential and baker's choice quality. When the weather is good and favors early maturity, Billings can score really big. And Billings can play defense against the two meanest diseases in Oklahoma, leaf rust and stripe rust. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and independent. To learn more about Billings and other OSU varieties, log on to okgenetics.com.
Hello, Oklahoma. Mark Jewell with Chris Nickel Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram. It's a simple idea. Seed time and then comes harvest. All I can do right now is plant the Chris Nickel commercial truck seed so that when it's time for you to replace your truck, you'll remember to come check us out. At Chris Nickel Commercial Truck, we don't care if you're buying 1 or 100 trucks. We'll help you through the process without the games. The seed's been planted. Chris Nickel Commercial Truck. Call me, Mark Jewell, at 888-274-5667. Or just come see us.
On the Kansas City Board of Trade, the nearby July contract's up 14.5 cents, 726.5. September, the fall months, up 7, 716. In December, up 5.75 cents, 733.5. We've got the September Chicago soft wheat up 9.5, 688.5. We've got December up 702, up 9.25 cents. September corn, 560 a bushel, up by 6.25 cents now. We're up 4.75 cents on new crop December, 526.25. We've got September soybeans, 13.34 1/4, a gain of 4.5 cents last trade. November soybeans are up by 4 cents a bushel at 12.88 3/4. We've got October cotton down 160 points, 85.70 cents per pound. The December cotton down 165 points, penny and a half down, 85.114 cents per pound. Off $1.67 a barrel today, 104.81 on the nearby crude oil futures, off 7 cents on natural gas, 360 per million BTU. Those are the markets. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.
I believe in the future of agriculture.
In today's FFA, members are encouraged to believe and to aim high. Former FFA member Courtney Cowley set her sights high and has achieved a lot. A National FFA AgriScience Student of the Year. Since taking off her FFA jacket, a Truman Scholar, a Udall Scholar.
I want to grow like that.
Courtney says FFA is her competitive advantage.
FFA gives students these skills such as public speaking, leadership, service, things like that, that help them to grow up and to be wonderful, productive citizens in whatever path they choose to take.
You can grow like that.
The FFA is now more equipped than ever to prepare students for any field, any industry that they desire to be involved in.
These words about Oklahoma FFA, a service of Sandridge Energy, the power of us.
FFA, grow like that.
This is big, really big. Week in the Rockies 25, July 8th through the 12th, Superior Livestock Auction, offering 204,000 head of cattle all week long, Monday through Friday, live on Dish Network Channel 231, DirecTV Channel 345, or on SuperiorClickToBid.com. For information, give Superior Livestock a call, 1-800-422-2117, or go to their main website, SuperiorLivestock.com.
Shopping tractors? There's only one place to get more power per dollar, P&K Equipment. For a limited time, bring home a John Deere 5045D utility tractor for just $12,499. That's at least 45 horsepower of job-tackling, do-it-all machine for one incredibly low price. That's how we run. In Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Visit pkequipment.com to find a store near you. Offering 731-13, the restrictions apply. See P&K Equipment for details. Manufacturer's estimated power ISO per 9768EC.
Ten minutes before the hour on Midday Oklahoma, I'm Dave Lanning. Ron Hay steps in now with the latest beef industry news in today's Beef Buzz.
Well, Dave, as Midday Oklahoma continues, we've got our Beef Buzz today. Colin Woodall of the NCBA joining us, talking cool after this. Go Bob Pipe builds a great selection of hay trailers. Simply the best hay trailers on the market. Heavy duty and built to last. Bob Studebaker of Go Bob tells us their secret.
We have bought every competitor's trailer out there.
They've weighed them and analyzed them, and Red Rhino is the champ.
Our 32-foot Red Rhino is 480 pounds heavier than the closest competitor's 32-footer. Well, what is that? That's steel. You know, all the walls are thicker. Where a lot of people use round, we'll use square or rectangle. Why is that? Because a square shape is stronger structurally than a round shape.
The folks at GoBob know steel, and they know how to turn it into great products for your ranch, like their steel corral and fence materials, livestock equipment, and don't forget their smoking hot deals. Go onto their website, GoBobPipe.com, and design your whole operation, GoBobPipe.com. Or call them 1-877-851-2365. Talking today with Colin Woodall, of course, with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's D.C. office. Colin, lawsuit being filed by eight groups, including NCBA, against USDA regarding country of origin labeling. Is this kind of almost a last resort of trying to get something done?
I wouldn't say it's the last resort, but it is another step in the process of trying to find some sort of relief from country of origin labeling. Our concern is what we're going through right now as an industry to implement the final rule that was put in place back in May. There are a lot of changes that are being floated around, a lot of pressure from USDA to go ahead and get rid of the commingling of beef that we currently have quicker than the six-month education program that they had originally laid out. And all of that means that we're going to see even deeper discounts on cattle that come in from Canada and Mexico. And those are discounts that are paid not only to Mexican and Canadian producers, but also to U.S. producers that bring them in for backgrounding or for feeding. So we need to make sure that we're finding some sort of protection, because there's still the outstanding WTO case. And until that's finalized, a lot of these changes could be for naught. So that's why we are seeking this injunction to stop the implementation of this rule.
I guess what, at some point here in 2013, we will get a signal from WTO if this final rule works or not, right?
We do expect not only the ruling from WTO on whether or not they think the final rule fits the requirements of fixing cool for Canada and Mexico, which we don't think that it does, and Canada and Mexico don't think that it does either, but also by the end of the year, we could potentially see the retaliation be approved and implemented against products in the United States. And, of course, U.S. beef is on that list that Canada has put out, and Mexico is taking similar action.
The latest on cool with NCBA's Colin Woodall. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes. Other groups involved in this lawsuit: American Meat Institute, National Pork Producers Council, Canadian Cattlemen Association. Colin, this particular lawsuit, all about simply trying to get this new cool rule from USDA stricken, right?
That's exactly right. It's stop this immediately, so that way we don't have any more lost investment from the cow-calf and the feeder side on a program that ultimately could be completely stricken down by the WTO as it is.
If indeed we got it tossed, we're still then basically back to the previous rule, theoretically, right?
That's exactly right. You know, we still have the rule that was passed as part of the 2008 Farm Bill and then implemented in March of 2009. So we still have to find a way to protect ourselves or fix that.
NCBA's taken a lawsuit they've entered into along with seven other livestock meat industry groups against USDA regarding cool. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Wheat farmers get championship caliber production. Choose high yield varieties developed by OSU experts and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Duster is like a great football team. It's superb on offense and defense. Duster has been one of the highest grain yield producers among OSU varieties since 2008. And Duster offers protection against the most common diseases and stresses that attack wheat in Oklahoma. And remember, these sales ensure that OSU's wheat breeding program remains strong and independent. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more. That's okgenetics.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.
We're coming up on 12:55. Ron Hayes steps on his soapbox when we come back right after this on Midday Oklahoma.
Do you ever rate what's on your plate? I'm Susan Allen, Family and Consumer Science Educator for Dairy Max. The USDA's new My Plate education tool can help you make sure the items you put on your plate are part of a healthy diet. MyPlate focuses directly on the food groups to include in a healthy meal, including the dairy group. More than just a glass of milk, dairy products like cheese and yogurt can be used to help build a nutritionally powerful plate, and dairy foods provide a quick, delicious, and affordable source of protein. The guidelines recommend that children and adults increase their intake of low-fat and fat-free milk and milk products to help meet the recommended nutrient intake. Like white milk, low-fat or fat-free flavored milk provides 9 essential nutrients and provides 3 of the 4 nutrients the Dietary Guidelines for Americans say both adults and children need to consume more of. This message was brought to you by your local dairy farm families and Dairy Max. Visit us at DairyMax.org and learn more about MyPlate.
This is big, really big. Week in the Rockies 25, July 8th through the 12th, Superior Livestock Auction offering 204,000 head of cattle all week long, Monday through Friday, live on Dish Network Channel 231, DirecTV Channel 345, or on SuperiorClickToBid.com. For information, give Superior Livestock a call, 1-800-422-2117, or go to their main website, SuperiorLivestock.com.
It's 12:57 as Midday Oklahoma continues here on the Radio Oklahoma Network, and Ron Hayes is back and steps aboard his daily soapbox.
Midday Oklahoma starting to wind down today. Our soapbox time, climbing up on our soapbox with the Magazine of Oklahoma Ag in the Classroom. And really, really a neat little magazine that's distributed to teachers and others interested in Ag in the Classroom efforts from across the state by our State Department of Agriculture in cooperation with the folks at Oklahoma State University and several outstanding ag organizations that help support Ag in the Classroom efforts in the state. And boy, it's so much fun to look at some of the things that they've got inside this magazine that are just really fun, whether you're a student or a teacher or just somebody that has obviously got a love for agriculture. Some of the factoids that are in here, for example, they talk about that milk has 9 essential nutrients: calcium, vitamins A, D, B12, protein, potassium, niacin, riboflavin, and phosphorus. They also talk about the fact that people around the world eat more pork than any other meat. Talk about meat goat production. Oklahoma ranking number 4 nationally in meat goat production. They ask the question, did you know sheep would rather walk uphill than down and would rather drink running water? And they've got a lot of these type of factors. One of them that I think is kind of a fun one, the waste produced by one chicken in its lifetime could power a 100-watt light bulb for 5 years. The power of a chicken, I guess you might say there. The power of Ag in the Classroom, very real as well. And I tell you what, we've got a great team that do a good job with that. Dana Bessinger and her folks, Sherry Long, Audrey Harmon, Pat Thompson, among those that are helping work hard on Ag in the Classroom, and so many other groups that work hard on Ag in the Classroom as well. Well, that's all the time we've got for you today up here on our soapbox. Thank you for joining us for another edition of Midday Oklahoma. I'm Ron Hayes. God bless you.
And that is it for this Thursday edition of Midday Oklahoma. We thank you so much for joining us and being part of our program today. We're going to be back tomorrow at 12:05. For Ron Hayes, I'm Dave Lanning. Have a great afternoon. This is Midday Oklahoma on the Radio Oklahoma Network.